使得我们对主真的是充满了感谢。
How we want to thank our Lord.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
我们一起来再把刚刚我们弟兄为我们读过的以赛亚书，我们再来读一次。
Let's read again the passage from the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第五十三章。
It's printed on your program sheet. Isaiah 53.
请我们从第一节一起来读到第六节。
Verses 1-6.
那这段圣经是圣经中非常重要的一段圣经。
It is a very important passage in the Bible.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it in unison.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。这边讲到说，我们都如羊走迷。
The Bible tells us we were all like sheep.
曾经我们都个人偏行自己的道路。
Who's gone astray, and each one of us has turned to our own separate way.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
And the Lord has laid on all the iniquity.On him, all the iniquity of us all.
他就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
就是神的儿子。
The Son of God.
那这段圣经是先知以赛亚在主前大概700年所写的。
This passage was written about 700 before Jesus was born.
那以赛亚在他书信当中那么准确的预言到耶稣基督的降生。
And yet in this book, Isaiah specifically in detail predicted the birth of Jesus Christ.
预言到耶稣基督的受死。
And spoke of his death.
有人讲说以赛亚书是旧约中的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is oftentimes referred to as the gospel book in the Old Testament.
当我们读到新约
When you read the New Testament in the book of Acts,
在第八章他讲到有一个太监
Chapter 8, it told us of an eunuch.
他是埃提阿伯的太监
He is from Ethiopia.
从非洲他到耶路撒冷去
He came from Africa all the way to Jerusalem.
当他回来的时候他在他的马车上在那里读以赛亚书
And on his way returning to Ethiopia, on his carriage he was reading the book of Isaiah.
也就是读这一段圣经
This very particular passage.
哦，是的，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Yes, we were all like sheep who have gone astray and each of us had turned to our own way.
那这段圣经讲到有一个思想是其他所有宗教里面所没有的。
And this passage tells us of one particular thought that was different from all the other religions.
讲到一个代替。
And speaks of a substitute, a scapegoat.
那这一个太监，他虽然也在读神的话，可他读不明白。
Even though the eunuch was reading this passage, but he did not comprehend it.
圣灵指教腓力。
And the Holy Spirit talked to Philip.
叫他靠近这个车子。
And said, draw near to that carriage.
叫他跟这个太监问他说，你读的时候你明白吗？
And he conversed with the eunuch by asking, do you understand what you are reading?
啊，这个太监说他不明白。
And he says, no, I don't.
腓力上了车。
So Philip went up the carriage.
把神的话向他来打开。
And he began to open up the word of God in his spirit to him.
当我们昨天晚上我们一起看一个影片。
Last night we had the opportunity to view a gospel film together.
那弟兄刚刚有提到，在前面说到一个死人死了三天，然后他从死里面复活。
And the story went like this. This pastor died for 3 days and then was raised again by prayer.
他为主在那里做见证。
And he became a glorious testimony for the resurrection power of the Lord.
然后我们看见有一个福音聚会。
And then we saw a particular gospel meeting.
那个人好像你看不见边际。
And there's innumerous people. It's just like you cannot see the border, the margin of the crowd.
在一场福音聚会中。
During one gospel meeting.
有一百多万的人决志。
More than 1 million souls came to the Lord.
我想我们真的是非常稀奇。
How we marvel at that phenomenon.
那这些事情发生在哪里呢?
Where did all this happen?
是在非洲。
In Africa.
所以我们想到说那一个太监他就是在非洲的。
That particular eunuch that I was telling you about came from Africa.
那一天当他真的读明白了以赛亚书。
So that day when he began to understand this book of Isaiah,
他得救了,
he was saved.
他得着了永远的生命,
and he has obtained an eternal life.
他得着了永远的赦免,
and he has received the forever forgiveness.
他得着了永远的福分,
and he has obtained an eternal blessing.
弟兄姊妹, 亲爱的朋友们,
my dear friends and brothers and sisters,
早上我们也一起来读这段圣经。
This morning we'll read the exact same passage together.
盼望我们都明白了。
And I hope we could all understand.
因为这段圣经那么重要。
Because this is a very pivotal passage in the Bible.
说到神的心意要怎么来拯救我们。
It tells us of the heart of God, how he spared nothing in order to save us.
他也说到神的救法。
It tells us his way of salvation.
神要如何来拯救我们。
And how he's going about to save us.
代祭在圣经的里面，我们从旧约，从创世纪一直看见，这是神的心意。
Throughout the whole Bible, we saw something was prepared as a substitute for us.
亚伯拉罕当神要他把他的儿子所爱的以撒献上。
When God told Abraham to offer up his only beloved son Isaac.
但是神没有真正的要来把以撒杀死。
And when Abraham was willing to do so, God did not really come out and smite Isaac.
神预备了一只公羊来代替亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒。
But instead, God prepared a ram that was caught in the thicket to take the place of Isaac.
那这个公羊就是讲到神的心意。
And this particular ram speaks of the heart of God to have something to substitute for us.
说到他的儿子耶稣基督。
And the substitute was his only begotten son, Jesus.
成为我们的代替。
He becomes our substitute.
当以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候
When the Israelites exiled out of Egypt
每一家要准备一只公羊羔
Each household had prepared a lamb
要成为他们的代替
And that lamb is to take their place before God
他们把这只公羊羔杀了
And they will slay the lamb
把他的血涂在门框和门楣上
And smear his blood all over the doorpost and frame
当灭兵的天使来的时候一看见这个血就越过他们
When the angel of death comes and in sight of that blood he will pass over that household
这只公羊羔说到神的儿子
That lamb speaks of the Son of God
他要成为我们的代替
That has come to become our substitute
今天地上很多的宗教叫人自己好好的努力
All the religions of the world today is about you do good
当你经过一生的年日你在那里追求在那里努力
After you have tried and you pursued all your life
当你积了很多很多的功德
And try to pile up merits for yourself
也许你可以得救。
Maybe if you're lucky, you could be saved.
但是多少人他们在地上活得非常的痛苦。
But the majority of people are living a very miserable life on earth.
他们也那么的努力。
They certainly have tried and strived and paid high and dear prices.
但是里面没有平安。
And yet in them there is no peace.
因为圣经里面告诉我们。
But the Bible told us clearly.
没有义人连一个也没有
There is none righteous, not even one.
他告诉我们说世人都亏缺了神的荣耀
But we all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
所以人不论怎么努力没有办法来满足神的要求
No matter how hard you try, you just cannot measure up to God's standard.
的确有些人他们付了很多的代价
Indeed, some have paid a high price
也许他们也有蛮多很好的行为。
And maybe they have a lot of good deeds in their lives.
他们很多的付出，也许我们也够不上。
A lot of time they're more giving than any of us are.
但是圣经那么清楚地告诉我们。
And yet the Bible told us loud and clearly.
今天没有一个人我们靠自己能够来满足神的要求。
Not even one of us can measure up to his standard by our own good.
这就是人类非常可怜的一个命运。
Isn't that the tragedy of human life?
是人所没有办法改变的一个事实。
And it is something that we simply cannot do anything about.
但是亲爱的朋友，神他知道。
But my dear friend, God knows.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
他那么盼望能够来拯救我们。
And how he desires to save us all.
他知道我们靠自己没有办法拯救自己。
He knows that we cannot save ourselves.
就好像我们无论你力气多大，你没有办法把自己抬起来。
It's like no matter how buff and muscular you are, you cannot lift yourself above the ground.
只有一位神的儿子，他必须来到地上。
Except for one, the Son of God must come to pay the price for us all.
第二节告诉我们说，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He grew up before God like a tender shoot.
像根出于干地。
And like a root out of dry ground.
这边讲到我们的主，他为我们来到地上。
Here it tells us how Jesus willingly came to this earth.
他的生命是从天而来。
Yes, he has a heavenly life.
他是属天的。
He is a heavenly person.
他不从地上来得着供应。
He does not take anything from this earth.
他好像根出于干地。
He grew up like a tender shoot.
是的，主耶稣行走在地上。
Yes, during his days on earth.
但是没有一点从地来的事情让他得着满足。
Nothing on this earth can ever satisfy him.
他乃是连于天的。
He's always connected to heaven.
他虽然在地，他仍旧在天。
And he was on in heaven, even though he was walking on earth.
但是耶稣基督来了，他虽然没有加行美容。
Jesus came, even though he had no form of beauty or majesty.
当许多人一看见他。
When people see his face,
好像没有什么能够让人觉得受吸引，能够羡慕的。
There was nothing about his countenance that we would desire of him.
他是弥赛亚。
He is Messiah.
他是受膏者。
He is the specially anointed one.
在当时，犹太人他们历世历代在那里等候弥赛亚的来到。
He is the very Messiah that the Jews of generations have been waiting for.
可是所有的人一想到弥赛亚是那么的尊贵，那么的荣耀。
And yet, in human imagination, Messiah must come in the most majestic and glorious form.
要带着大的能力来拯救他们这个国家。
And how he shall come with mighty power to deliver all the Israelites.
可是当真正神的儿子来到地上。
And Jesus came.Son of God.
他没有加行美容。
He had no form of beauty nor majesty.
他没有来到一个非常富丽堂皇的一个家里。
He wasn't born into some upscale household.
他为我们生在马槽中。
But born in a manger.
他走的道路不是越来越好像高贵。
He did not choose a path that leads up to some prosperity.
他的道路是越走越卑微。
But instead, that path brought him to deeper and deeper meekness and humility.
他像根出于干地。
It was like a root coming out of parched ground.
人看见他的时候没有美貌，使他们羡慕他。
His appearance that there he has no appearance.That people would desire him.
Oh, 他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He was despised and rejected by men.
他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
为什么神的儿子必须是这样子来到地上？
Why must a son of God come in such a lowly form?
他必须来成为我们的代替。
Because he has to be our substitute.
那每一个代替对我们来讲都是一个何等的福分。
Every substitute is such a blessing to us.
他为我们的过犯受害。
For our iniquities, he was pierced.
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
For our transgressions, he was crushed.
我们知道我们所有的罪，我们没有办法靠着自己来得着赦免。
You know, none of us can find forgiveness for our sins by anything we do.
只有神的儿子
Only the Son of God
完全圣洁
Who's holy without sin
没有瑕疵
Without any blemish
只有他能够成为我们的代替
And he alone can be our substitute
只有他能够为我们的过犯受害
He and he alone can be pierced and crushed for our sin
一个罪人没有办法说我代替另外一个罪人的罪
No one sinner can take the place of another sinner before God
但是神的儿子他是圣洁的
But the Son of God who is holy
他为我们的过犯受害
For yours and my sake He was crushed、
那个不知罪的为我们成为罪
He who knew not sin has become sin for our sake
当每一次我们读到这样的圣经我们觉得何等的稀奇
Every time when I read this passage How I marvel
他不知罪的为我们成为罪
He who did not know sin has become sin for our sake、
他是那个义的代替我们这些不义的
He who is totally righteous has taken the place of all the unjust people like us.
当耶稣基督为我们来到地上
When Jesus came for our sake,
他为我们被挂在木头上
He was hung on the cross for us.
如果我们知道被挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的
You know that everyone who's hung on that cross is cursed.
但是我们的主他甘愿为我们挂在木头上
But willingly, Jesus put himself up on that cross.
有一个弟兄他问是这三根钉子把他留在十字架上吗
Once the brother said, did those three nails keep Jesus on the cross?
后来他自己回答说不是三根钉子
And then he answered to himself, no, it's not those nails that kept him there.
是的在四周有很多的人在那里耻笑主耶稣
Even though he was surrounded by people who were mocking him.
你若是神的儿子你可以跳下来
But if you were the son of God, why don't you jump off the cross?
他们觉得说他不是神的儿子
Because they were mocking him and said, you must not be the son of God.
因为他不能救他的自己
Because you cannot even save yourself.
你怎么说你是世人的救主呢
How dare you proclaim yourself to be a savior
但是主耶稣他没有救他自己
Jesus did not save himself
他说他可以求父差遣十二营的天使来
Surely he could ask his father to send 12 legions of angels to come and protect him
但他愿意独自为我们饮了苦杯
But instead willingly he drunk the cup of wrath for our sake
他没有用一点他的神的能力
He did not exert any of his divine power
他成了我们的代替
But willingly he took our place
在这段圣经的里面
In this passage we see
他为我们受了刑罚叫我们得着平安
That the punishment that brought us peace was upon him
今天所有的人类若是没有耶稣基督的代替
Today, the entire human being, if it weren't because of Jesus Christ,
我们里面没有真正的平安
we'd never find peace.
因为人和神的中间没有办法有这个和平
There's no way we can have peace with God.
人犯了罪
Because we have all sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀
And we'll come short of the glory of God.
还不是说人杀人放火做了多少的坏事
It's not that you have gone out there and committed some major felon.
乃是亏缺了神的荣耀
But we have all come short of the glory of God.
因为神在我们身上有一个那么荣耀的旨意
God has an extremely glorious purpose for all of us.
但是人失落了
But we have been lost.
那没有办法来达到神那荣耀的心意
And we just cannot reach that goal.
这个是圣经中所告诉我们的罪
The Bible showed us what sin meant.
世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
We all have sinned and we all have come short.
好像人跟神中间有了一个很大的间隔
So there's this big gap between God and us.
他没有办法来到神的面前
That we simply cannot go and be united with him.
和神中间的那个和平失去了
And the peace that used to be between God and man is lost.
所以我们看见地上多少的人他们也想要来认识这位真神
Many people on earth seek God.
他们也尽力在那里追求
And they certainly try everything they could.
但是我们所听到的他们里面是充满了惧怕
But oftentimes they were filled with fear.
人不敢 坦然无惧的好像来到神的面前。
Man simply cannot go boldly to his presence.
以前在我们当中有一位他得救了。
There was one among us that has been saved.
他是从前是一贯道的一个堂主。
Who used to be a, some kind of little bishop in the cult called Unification.
然后我们到他家里去。
So I went and visited him.
帮他把所有的偶像都除去。
And then I tried to do away all his idols.
他的房子特别盖了好大一间，特别就是一个佛堂。
And then there was a shrine, a particular area in the house. It's a shrine for his Buddha.
那他一个一个给我们介绍，这是从日本请来的，这是从中国哪一个地方请来的，这是从台湾请来的。
And so he was explaining to me one by one, this particular idol I ushered in from Taiwan, and that one was from Japan.
啊，每一个都是非常的有价值的。
Each one of them were very valuable to him.
感谢主，那天我们那个姊妹她得救了。
Praise God. By the way, it's a she was saved that day.
那这些偶像跟她就毫无关系了。
And then she wanted to have nothing to do with any of those idols anymore.
我放到我的 pickup， 不是我的那个 van 的里面。
So I was invited by her to go to her house, and I picked up all those idols and put it in my van.
我们好几位一起祷告以后，然后全部就放到我的 van 里面，然后我就把它拉去垃圾桶，全部丢掉。
And then I hauled all those idols to a big trash bin and threw them all in the trash can.
感谢主，当我们得救以后。
Praise God, after we are saved.
我们脱离了所有这些偶像的吸引。
We can be free from all of these idols.
我们姊妹在那里做见证。
And then she later on gave a testimony.
她说从前她家有这么大的一个佛堂。
And how she used to have this big shrine for Buddha.
很多人都要来这里来拜的。
And many people come there to worship Buddha.
但她自己说她每一次到那里她里面充满了害怕。
But then she also shared with us every time when she was standing in her own shrine, she's filled with fear.
她里面没有平安。
There's no peace in her.
她里面只有惧怕。
But instead, there was lots of fear.
她做所有的事情，因为她里面惧怕。
And everything, the driving force of everything she does was fear.
但那天她认识主以后。
But after she's come to know the Lord,
我们一起祷告唱诗，里面充满了喜乐。
And we sang hymns together, we're praising the Lord and filled with joy.
后来有一次教会祷告聚会，我们搬到他那个佛堂去祷告。
So there's one time the church decided to move our church prayer meeting to her shrine.
她完全得着了释放。
And she was completely delivered from that.
她说她从前充满了惧怕。
And then she shared with us how she used to be filled with fear.
别人告诉她说她的房子一定需要 remodel， 因为她的厕所就在她的佛堂的旁边。
And then people used to advise her that she must remodel her house because there was a bathroom attached to her shrine.
她说对那些偶像是非常不敬虔的。
And they thought that was very disrespectful of those idols.
但到后来她说她现在上厕所都有神的同在。
But now she said, even when I go to the bathroom, I feel God is right there with me.
她里面充满了平安。
So peace has taken the place of fear.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
因为耶稣基督为我们受了刑罚
because the punishment that brought us peace was upon him,
叫我们能够得着平安
we now have this peace.
那这个平安是怎么得来的呢
and how can we obtain this peace?
因为主耶稣他成了我们的代替
it was because Jesus took our place.
原本我们应该受刑罚的。
It is only our, it's only right for us to be punished.
但是今天主耶稣在十字架上他代替我们受了这个刑罚。
But Jesus on that cross that day took our place and took the punishment.
因为他受了这个刑罚。
And because the punishment was upon him.
神就不再来刑罚我们。
God no longer will chastise us.
所以好像我们今天来到神的面前。
It's like today we can go to God.
原本我们里面充满了惧怕。
Originally filled with fear.
我们不晓得说今天我来会受到什么样的惩罚。
Because we don't know what kind of discipline we will get from him.
我记得以前小时候有一次跟人家在玩。
I remember when I was a little child, one day I was playing with my friend.
当别人把那个球丢到了学校的那个屋顶上。
And somebody threw a ball on the rooftop of the school building.
那我很好心，我说我帮你们来拿。
And so, you know, out of my good, kind heart, I said, "Oh, I'll go up there and fetch it for you."
我没有 go up 哈，我就是拿了一个石头，就要把那个球给丢下来。
Oh, I was so smart. I didn't climb up the roof. I just pick up a rock, and I thought I will hit the ball with the rock and make the ball come down.
结果很大力的一丢啊。
And sure enough, I swung my arm.
结果呢，把一大片玻璃砰一个打破了。
And shattered a big pane of glass.
那里面还有一堂，还有人在上课。
And the teacher was conducting a class in there.
啊，然后呢，下一步当然就被带到校长室去了。
Of course, you can imagine the next thing for me was to see the principal.
校长说一句话，他说：“你看起来蛮聪明的。”
And then he said, "You know, you look smart."
但是我就在那里等候，不晓得下面刑罚是什么。
I was waiting for the but and my consequence.
我想很多时候我们想说到神的面前，好像我们就是这样的一个情形，不晓得会有什么样的刑罚。
Likewise, every time we approach God, it feels like we don't know what is to come.
所以人可能他做了很多，但是他还是战战兢兢的。
And even though you might have done a lot of good deeds, but you always approach him in fear.
不晓得做了这些能不能够好像满足神的要求。
Because you're always wondering, did I do enough to please him?
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friend,
我们的主已经为我们受了刑罚。
Jesus has taken that punishment for us.
他受刑罚是为着你，也是为着我的。
And he willingly took the punishment for you and for me.
他已经受了刑罚，我们里面就没有任何的惧怕。
And because the punishment was already upon him, therefore we could approach God without fear.
神所有的要求已经满足了。
Everything God wanted from us was satisfied and met by him.
先知以赛亚在主耶稣降生之前700年，他就把这样的话写出来。
700 years before Jesus the man was born, Isaiah wrote this passage.
是神启示他。
Because God has revealed it to him.
让他那么的清楚知道神的儿子要来。
And it was made very clear in his mind that the Son of Man will come one day.
要来成为我们的代替。
To become our substitute.
当主耶稣在地上，人都弃绝他。
And yet when he was walking on earth, he was rejected by man.
啊，人没有美容让人来羡慕。
And he did not have any form of beauty that man should desire him.
有时候我们想说主耶稣他到底做了什么事情。
Sometimes we wonder, what did Jesus do?
当人饥饿的时候，他让五饼二鱼让5000的人能够吃饱。
When the crowd was hungry, he fed 5,000 men at a time.
当有很多的有疾病的来到主面前，主医治了他们。
When the ill and the sick approached him, he did nothing except to heal them.
被鬼附的来了，他把鬼赶出去。
He cast out demons from those who are possessed.
甚至有死人，主叫他从死里面复活。
He even raised the dead.
主讲神的话语。
And he spoke nothing but the message from God.
啊，但是人说除掉他。
And yet men said, crucify him, crucify him.
主耶稣被人拒绝。
He was rejected by man.
好叫我们被神来接纳。
So we can be accepted by God.
主耶稣被人捆绑。
He was bound.
好叫我们得着完全的释放。
So we can be completely set free.
哈利路亚，我们要感谢主。
We must thank him.
因为他成了我们的代替。
For he has become our substitute.
因他受的刑罚，我们得着了平安。
By his woundsWe can be healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
And the punishment that brought us peace has been laid upon him.
主耶稣他在十字架上，他只要为我们受死，就能够完成这样的救恩。
You know, all he had to do is just die on the cross, and then that would have paid the price for salvation.
他是完全圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Because he was holy and without sin.
所以他在他身上没有疾病的残累。
And so he never had to suffer any infirmity or illness.
但是主何等顾念我们。
But he loved us so.
他在十字架为我们不但受死，他还为我们受了鞭伤。
Because not only he just go on the cross and died for our sake, but willingly he took the scourging.
因他受的鞭伤，叫我们得着医治。
And because of the whips that he bore for our sake, we can have healing today.
啊，我们身体灵魂都需要得着医治。
Body, spirit, and soul made whole.
他医治我们许多被盗的病。
He has healed us of our disease of rebellion.
有多少神的儿女起来做见证？
So many children of God have given their testimony.
他是我们的生命，他是我们的大夫。
And how he has been our life and our doctor.
因他受的鞭伤，我们可以得着医治。
By his wounds, we are healed and made whole.
直到那一天，我们来见到主的面。
Until that day when we see him.Face to face.
我们仍然要歌唱。
We will sing praises to him evermore.
耶稣是我们的生命
大夫。He is my life, my doctor.
是的，也许我们都是因着疾病，我们到主的那里去。
Oftentimes we were driven to him because we were sick.
但是直到永远，我们知道因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
But even all the way up to eternity, we will always proclaim was by his stripes that we were made.
他是我们的代替。
He is our substitute.
在第六节说，我们都如羊走迷。
We all were like sheep.
个人偏行己路。
And each one of us has turned our own separate way.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷。
Yes, we were all like sheep that have gone astray.
我们都是一样的。
We were all the same.
但是有一天，神的救恩临到了我们身上。
Until that day when salvation of God came upon us.
今天我们当中所有神的儿女，我们都可以为耶稣基督来做见证。
Every one of us sitting here today who's been saved can be a witness to that.
那一天我们相信了，接受
耶稣基督。That day when we believed in him and we received him to be our Savior.
我们得做了何等大的释放。
Oh, what great deliverance.
他的刑罚叫我得做了平安。
Because the punishment, we now have peace.
他受的鞭伤叫我得做了医治。
Because the stripes that's on him, we are made whole.
他受的捆绑今天叫我得做了释放。
Because he was willing to be bound up today, I can be set free.
他被咒诅今天叫我得做了福分。
He was cursed, so I may be blessed.
每一点因着他的代替。
Every single thing is because he willingly took our place.
我们在这里可以欢喜跳跃。
Today we can rejoice before God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Because we're now a child of God.
我们可以坦然无惧来到我们神的面前。
And boldly we approach the throne.
知道所有的代价已经付清了。
So we have the assurance that all the price has been paid in full.
知道我们的神他可以在他儿子里面喜悦我们。
Because God now delights us.In his son.
他可以接纳我们。
He is more than willing to receive us.
亲爱的朋友，这是何等的福分。
My dear friend, it truly is a great blessing.
我们真是巴不得就在今天。
I wish this is the day for you.
好像以赛亚仍然在这里说话。
Just like Isaiah still speaking to you right now.
让我们能够明白。
So that you would have the understanding.
我们就愿意相信，愿意接受。
And wholeheartedly, you were willing to believe and receive Jesus.
叫我们得着永远的福分。
So you can partake of this eternal blessing.
主耶稣他所有的工作已经做成了。
Jesus has finished everything he could do for us.
他在十字架上已经为我们付了一切的代价。
On that cross, he paid all the price that is to be paid.
他已经成了我们的代替。
And he has become our substitute.
好像在主的那里，他没有办法再为我们多做什么。
And before God, there is nothing he needs to do anymore.
今天我们要不要得着这样的福分？
The work now is in your court. Do you want it?
责任在我们的身上。
It's your responsibility to choose.
没有一个人能够来勉强你。
No one will force you.
神也不勉强你。
Not even God.
我相信主今天在这里为我们祷告。
Today Jesus is standing right here with us and praying for you.
为我们当中的朋友祷告。
For you who doesn't know him yet.
他知道他所付的代价是何等的大。
He knows of the high price he paid for your sake.
今天我们要得着就是一个相信。
And today all you have to do is believe in him.
相信不是一个很玄的事情。
It's not something that was so mystical or metaphorical.
相信很简单。
It is very simple.
就是我要。
All you have to say is, yes, I want him.
神说我都做好了。
God has done it all for you.
你说我要。
All you have to do is a desire for it.
只要你要，你就得着。
If you want it, you'll have it.
你只要相信，信是得着。
If you believe, and then you'll have it.
我们来接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
Receive Jesus to be your Savior.
让他所有所做的。
Let everything that he has accomplished for your sake.
不只是一个客观的代替。
Become something subjective to you and not objective.
那是一个成为一个主观的。
Become something you have truly experienced.
哦，他真正的就背负了你的重担。
Yes, surely he has took all your infirmities.
啊，你所有的罪真的就已经归在他的身上。
And all your iniquities was laid upon him.
哦，让他真的，你主观的经历他为你受了刑罚。
Indeed.He took your punishment.
让你里面就得着了一个真实的平安。
And you can now obtain that true peace.
啊，所有圣经所告诉我们的。
Everything the Bible told us.
必须我们亲身来经历。
Will be objective until you personally experience it.
那这一步必须你自己跨出去。
And no one can help you until you take that step.
你说我要。
To say, I want it.
我要得着。
I want this.
啊，主所有做的都能够实现在我们的身上。
Everything Jesus has done for you can become a reality in your life.
这是一个何等的福分。
What a great blessing.
曾经有一位范弟兄，当他在传福音的时候，他讲到一个他自己的一个故事。
There was a brother one day when he was preaching the gospel, he shared his own testimony.
他有一个宝贝的儿子。
He has a son that he really treasures.
那这个儿子也蛮可爱的。
He's really, really cute.
那他只有一个坏习惯。
But he has this one bad habit.
他就是喜欢顺手牵羊。
Well, he is a kleptomaniac. So...
他常常带他到别人家里面去。
Whenever he goes to someone's house.
就回来以后呢，这个孩子口袋一拿，诶，怎么你多了一样东西呢？
He will always pick up a few things that doesn't belong to him in his pocket.
后来这个爸爸他就觉得说这样下去不得了。
So the father felt that I cannot let this go on any further.
他就严严的警告他的儿子。
So he gave him a very stern warning.
他还拿出了一个很粗的一个木条。
He also showed him a big old discipline rod.
你下一次再偷别人的东西。
Now, next time, if I caught you with somebody else's belongings,
我用这个木条要狠狠的来打你。
And I will discipline you with this rod.
哦，这个。条这个规矩是定得那么清楚。
And it was made so clear to him.
他要打他几下。
And how many strikes he will take.
后来有一天，他们带着孩子到了一个朋友家里面去。
So one day, he went with the parents to somebody's house to visit.
哦，那天他们玩得非常的高兴。
They had a really good time.
那孩子跟别人的孩子，哎呀，真的是玩得非常的好。
The kids really hit it off well.
一家人都很高兴的回来了。
So happily they went home.
结果没想到这个孩子的口袋里面又拿出一样东西来。
And as they searched his pocket, they found one thing.
这个爸爸说，这个是哪里来的东西啊？
And the father asked the son, where is this from?
这个东西是从别人家拿来的。
Oh, it was from somebody else's house.
那天这个父亲他知道他必须要来刑罚。
So at that moment, the father knew that he had no choice but to punish this child.
好像他已经定下了一个规矩。
Because he already set a very clear standard.
他把他的儿子带到房间里面。
So he took him into his room.
他手上拿着一个棍子。
And he raised up this big rod.
啊，那天这个妈妈非常的紧张。
And the mother was just petrified.
啊，她在那里求情。
Was begging for mercy.
啊，就再饶他一次吧。
Oh, so please forgive me just one more time.
你看他这么小。
He's so young.
但是这个父亲非常的严厉。
And the father was very stern.
他把孩子带到房间里面去。
He took him into the room.
他把妈妈关在门外面。
And he shut the door behind him.
妈妈里面非常的紧张。
And the mother was so worried outside of the room.
不晓得会发生什么事情。
Cannot imagine what would happen next.
然后下面就听到啪啪啪的声音。
And then what followed was the sounds of whipping that you can hear from outside.
听见那个孩子在那里大声的哭叫。
And then followed by the screaming of the son.
说不要再打了，不要再打了。
Please stop, stop, stop.
所以这个妈妈在外面，哎呀，真的是紧张的不得了。
Also, the mother was just petrified by this.
她也开始喊，不要再打了，不要再打。
And so she was screaming on the outside, the other side of the door, and said, "Stop it, stop it."
好像这个父亲那么的狠心。
As if this father was so ruthless.
他的鞭子不停下来。
That he won't even stop chastising his own little son.
过了好一阵子，终于停了。
After a while, it stopped.
终于把门打开。
And they opened the door.
当这个父亲走出来。
And the father walked out.
他的手上充满了伤痕。
And his hand was so bruised.
这个妈妈没有看见父亲的伤，她冲过去把她孩子抱起来。
And so the mother just rushed to the son and embraced him.
她以为这些鞭子是打在她儿子身上。
Because she thought this little son had taken all that beating.
哦，直到她发现说，父亲每一个鞭打是打在她自己的手上。
And later on, she realized that each one of those strikings landed on the palm of the father himself.
神必须要来刑罚我们。
God must punish.
但是神的鞭子没有打在我们身上。
But instead of beating on us, he has stricken his own son.
他的鞭子打在他儿子的身上。
His own son took all the crushing and the beating.
是他的儿子为我们受了鞭伤。
Yes, Jesus took all the beating for our sake.
是他的儿子为我们受了刑罚。
Jesus took all the punishment for our sake.
那一天，这个父亲，这位弟兄
，That father.
因着这个事情，他更多认识了神的心意。
I felt that he has come to know God more because of what he had done.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
这是何等奇妙的代替
！What a wonderful substitute he is！
今天主在这里呼召我们。
Today Jesus is here calling your name，
叫我们来得着他永远的生命。
He want you to obtain his eternal life。
他在十架为我们死了。
On the cross, he died for your sake.
叫我们能够得着生命。
So that you can have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
救恩已经完成了。
The salvation is complete.
就在今天早上。
Today and right now.
就是我们的机会。
Is your opportunity.
好，让他真的成为我们的代替。
To let him become your substitute.
我们一起在主面前祷告。
Let us all bow and pray.
我们当中有没有朋友？
If there is anyone among us,
哦，你愿意让主耶稣真的成为你的代替
？That you truly want Jesus to take your place.
你说我要得着完全的赦免
，and say yes, I want this eternal forgiveness.
我要得着平安
，I want this peace.
我要得着医治
，I want to be healed.
我要得着永远的生命
，I want eternal life.
你只要相信
，that all you have to do is believe.
你就得着了。
And it's yours to have.
好不好？有没有这样的？你把手举起来。
Raise your hand. If you want Jesus, just raise your hand.
哈利路亚。请放下。
Praise God. Praise God.
谢主。就由我们的信心来接受。
Receive Him in faith.
好，我们在主面前一点一起有一些的祷告。
Let's pray together.
请我祷告一句，你跟着我祷告一句。
And please repeat after me.
主耶稣。
Jesus.
我愿意相信你
I want to believe in you
接受你
I receive you
成为我的救主
To be my personal savior
我心里相信
I believe in my heart
神已经叫你从死里复活
That God has raised you from the dead
我口里承认
And I confess with my mouth
耶稣基督是主
That you are my Lord
你成了我的代替
You have become my substitute
因你受的刑罚
And the punishment that brought me peace
我得着了平安
was laid upon you
因你受的鞭伤
And by your wounds
我得着了医治
I am made whole
我们所有的罪
All my iniquities
你为我们背负
were laid upon you
主我感谢你
How I thank you Lord
我是你的儿女
Now I am a child of God
保守我
Please keep me
一生来跟随你
To follow you all the days of my life
来荣耀你
To glorify you
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name I pray
Amen,
Amen.
弟兄姊妹如果有感动的可以带我们一起祷告哈利路亚 Amen Amen
Oh Jesus my dearest friend I just want to thank you for I know you're right here with us
是的
How we thank you Lord How we thank you Lord For you loved us so muchThat you willingly put yourself on that cross for our sake. And you came as a man of sorrows. And you're familiar with suffering.
Oh,
So there is nothing that we cannot go to you and tell you. And there is no wound that the arms of Jesus cannot heal and embrace.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. For there is no such friend like Jesus.
Amen.
There is no one like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how we love you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus, for you're right thank here. And we can
Jesus.
Feel your sweet arms around us on every
Amen.
One of us,
Amen.
Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch and bless
hallelujah.
The hearts of everyone who's sitting here this morning. Whatever our sorrow, our infirmities, or our needs are.
Amen.
Oh, stretched out
hallelujah.
Your nail-pierced hand. That is full of the healing grace. And just touch us.
Hallelujah.
Touch us, Jesus.
Amen. Oh.
Touch us, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, we were once lost, but no more.
Amen.
No more. We rest in the sweet arms of our great shepherd. And there is deep rest. There is love.
Yes, Lord.
There is assurance. For truly, you loved us.
Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.